Welcome back. Well, we start in Eden Derry in County Offaly this afternoon. The community there is coming to terms with the deaths of four-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his grandaunt, 60-year-old Mary Holt. Both died after a petrol bomb was thrown into a terraced house in Castleview Park on Saturday evening. Tadhg's grandmother, Pauline Holt, suffered serious injuries. Gardaí have carried out door-to-door inquiries. They're appealing for witnesses and a murder investigation is underway. Taoiseach Micheál Martin described the murders as an attack on society.
But I think society and the country is numbed and shocked at this level and savage violence that we've witnessed in the attack on this family home. It's not the first attack in recent times that we've witnessed where the use of an accelerant appears to have been the key weapon here, which has obvious consequences in terms of a house or an apartment going on fire or an accelerant being put on an individual, which has happened in recent times also. So it is clearly a form of attack that is gaining, and we are determined to wipe it out and to make sure that we can stop this. And there is it is an attack on society, and it's a savage form of criminal activity, which is reckless and which is leading to the deaths of innocent people. And at a time like this, at Christmas time, to witness a young four-year-old and his grandaunt being killed in this savage way is something that I think all of us in society are shocked at, but will also all of us want those responsible to be brought to justice, because no one is immune from prosecution. And, you know, Gardaí have been successful in the past in terms of bringing people to justice. But of course, that's not enough. We have to prevent these type of attacks from happening into the future. And I know the Minister for Justice is very determined on this, and we will be discussing this at Cabinet level as well.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there. Well, Eden Derry remains in shock this afternoon. Our reporter Barry Gallagher has been talking to people there.
Sadness. Anger. The two people have died and one injured. Absolutely, totally innocent of anything. But it's devastating for them as a family. I would know the family. They're a long-standing family in the town. And it's just horrendous.
Well, it's heartbreaking for everyone, actually, especially the small child, 4 years old. When you can heard about some problems like that, you are nearly afraid about yourself.
I'm just coming off night duties now. I was thinking about it during the night last night, you know, and thinking about the little fella and all that. It's just appalling and sad, yeah.
Not every town is perfect, you know. Every town has, you know, things that go on that they don't want to happen, you know, like that criminal links and all this. Now, I wouldn't know much about that myself, but it's not really surprising, no.
Just so sad and so senseless, and a killing in a town, deliberate.
Been terrible sad for the child and the woman that got killed in the fire. That woman was working in O'Fallia House, earning a living. And the young child, to have to see in life at all, it's terrible, terrible sad. No, I'm very angry over it. Wow.
Before we came on air, local Fianna Fáil councillor Claire Murray described the mood locally.
It's very sombre. It's very, very dark. It's a dark day for Eden Derry. I was in the area yesterday, again today, just up at the scene. It's very quiet. There's an awful sense of just, I suppose, a heaviness around the town. I'm getting feedback from people, from neighbours, from people who live in Castleview who knew the victims, and to say that it's an overwhelming sadness would just be to put it mildly. Like, it's a very dark day for Eden Derry.
An overwhelming sadness. What else are people saying locally? I know you've spent time there at Castleview.
I have, yeah. So I suppose in the last, today, we did hear rumours and we had an idea of who the victims were. But today, now that we have confirmation of their identity, it just makes it seem even harder to take when you see the pictures of poor Mary in Tighe, and an awful lot of people knew them locally. Mary worked in Afolia House, a local nursing home, and I believe she was one of the longest serving members in the nursing home. She gave an awful lot of time and dedication and care to so many people in Eden Derry, and it's something that we would have loved to be able to bestow upon her when it was her time, but we never got that chance, and it just makes it seem even more sad. And then you look at poor Tighe. He was only a few days ago probably looking forward to the toy show, looking forward to Christmas, to Santa coming, all the things that any four-year-old would be looking forward to, and that's just all so different today. His future was robbed from him, and people are just so raw. There's a collective anger as well, I suppose, when you think of the fact that it is a double murder investigation. You know, this shouldn't have happened. It really should not have happened, and people feel very, very raw and angry about the circumstances that they died in.
You say people are overwhelmed, they feel raw and angry about what has happened. One line of investigation is that it may have been carried out by an organised criminal gang involved in the drugs trade in the Midlands. How are locals reacting?
Yeah, well, look, that is one line of inquiry, and I don't want to speculate too much that there's the guards are looking into this, and they're putting an awful lot of resources and time into trying to find the culprits for this. But that is one line of inquiry, and I know that a local soccer club are organising a walk, a kind of a candlelight walk, to grieve together, I suppose, of a collective way of coming together. I know it's often the way that when such circumstances happen and there's such an outpouring of grief, people feel a little bit comforted to know that we're not in this alone, and by coming together and doing the walk and in the candlelight that they've organised, it'll be just a nice way to remember the victims and to highlight, I suppose, if it does transpire that it is this organised criminal gang that's involved in the drug trade in the Midlands, that I suppose it'll highlight how drugs really do destroy societies. You know, these are innocent victims of potentially something that has gone on in that world, and it's just unfathomable to think that they suffered in such a way. Like, drugs and behaviour, drugs are something that are evident in towns and villages across Ireland. It's not just Eden Derry, but to highlight the dangers of it, I work as part of the Midland Regional Drug and Alcohol Task Force, and we do a lot of work in trying to highlight how supports do exist for people who are victims of this intimidation. So it's the intimidation side of things that is being highlighted lately, because this is one of the really sad consequences and results of what happens when people and families are involved in this underworld, I suppose, that it's very often innocent victims that are targeted, and people need to know this, and nothing highlights this more than this awful tragedy in Eden Derry.
And you mentioned intimidation. Because of that, are people scared locally?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's not too many people in Eden Derry that aren't scared. You know, this is something that could come to anybody's door. It's not just people who are, I suppose, directly involved in this kind of drug trade, if it does transpire, that's what it is. It's innocent people connected to it as well that can be targeted, and that's the most terrifying thing.
And that walk mentioned by Councillor Claire Murray will take place on Wednesday at 8 o'clock at Derry Rovers Soccer Club in Eden Derry.